Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. The neder almana ugrusha yakum alea. The Torah says that the neder of an almana or a grusha should be mekuyim. So this is obvious. Like the Rab points out, who else is going to be made for it? She's an almana or a grusha, so her father can't be matar the neder. She doesn't have a husband. So Ketzad, what's the case? There is a chiddush. Amra hareini nazira la'acher shloshim yom. If she says before she's married that she's a nazira in 30 days from now. Afal pi shenisis pesoich shloshim yom. So before that time comes, a husband goes and does nisuin to her, einu yachol lahafer, even though the time did not come yet, that the neder wasn't chal yet, and now it's chal after he's already married to her. Nevertheless, einu yachol lahafer, he can't be made for it, because we go by the time that she said the neder, and the time that she said the neder was before nisuin, even though the chalos of the neder happens on his watch after he's already married. Normally, if a woman makes a neder while she's married to her husband fully, he can be made for it. Here she made the neder beforehand, even though it was chal then, he can't be made for it anymore. This is different than kiddushin, because a person can also always be made for by kodman, by kiddushin, like we said. But by nisuin, once there's a change of nisuin, he can't be made for things that she did before the nisuin. Nadra vihi b'rishus habal, made for law. She makes a neder under his b'rishus, he can be made for it. There's a chiddush in that case, ketzad. Amra hareini nizir la'achar shloshim yom. While she's married to him, she says that she's going to be nazira after 30 days. Afal pishin is almana onis garsha b'soich shloshim. Even though that at the time of the chalos, he already divorced her, or he died. So she said the neder while she was married, but the chalos happened after she wasn't married. Harei ze mufar. He could be made for it while he was either alive or while he was married to her. In other words, at the time that she made the neder, she said that it's going to be in 30 days from now. Hashem knew that this guy, let's say, wouldn't be alive then, but he still said while he was married to her that he was made for it. Or in the case he was going to divorce her, nevertheless, he was still married to her when he was made for it. And even though the chalos didn't happen till later, nevertheless, it's mufar. Nadra bo bayom, she makes a neder that day, nisgar shabo bayom, and then he divorces her. So he wasn't made for the neder yet. Hechziru bo bayom, but the same guy remarries her and does nisuin the same day. Einu yachol hafer, he can't be made for the neder that she made earlier in the day. Why? Zehaklal. Kol sheyotzes l'shus atzma sho'achas einu yachol hafer. Anytime she leaves her reshus for one moment, he can't be made for anymore. So the time that he divorced her, she went to her own reshus, and now that there's a new nisuin, he can't be made for what she made under the previous nisuin, even though it was to him, because she had a time where she was under her own reshus. This is different, like we said, by kiddushin. By kiddushin, since kiddushin's not a complete going into his reshus, you are made for by kodman. And in this case, like even if it was 100 husbands the same day, the last guy can always be made for the previous nedarim. But by nisuin, we see that it's not the case.